Hello, I'm Yasmin Murier, a student of dentistry at Rio de Janeiro State University. Welcome to another episode of the Oral Diseases Podcast. Today's podcast is about the functional use of Botox. Botulinum toxin is the most appropriate scientific name for Botox, but people casually use the term Botox to describe botulinum toxin, though Botox is a registered trademark that one company owns. Botulinum toxin is a product that works by weakening or paralyzing certain muscles or by blocking certain nerves. We can use it functionally on the face in the masseter and temporalis muscles, especially in cases of bruxism. The masseter is the main chewing muscle, and hypercontraction of the masseter can lead to intra and extraoral damage. Damage to the teeth with wear, pain in the face, and a feeling of heaviness when waking up. Therefore, botulinum toxin can be applied to the masseter to reduce the intensity and force of contraction of this muscle. So, botulinum toxin in bruxism is an adjunct method to prevent some consequences, since it is a multifactorial disease, one of the main reasons being stress. Botulinum toxin can also be applied to the glands. Some patients have hypersalivation due to certain syndromes, so the Botox is applied to the gland, the main one being the parotid, but it can also be the submandibular, and as a result, the saliva production is reduced. Another very important application is in the sequelae of facial paralysis. So we treat the unaffected side, which is contracting, with botulinum toxin. And the affected side, we carry out a protocol with an infrared laser with excellent results. The results of Botox are aesthetic, but the treatment can also be functional. And healthcare professionals also use Botox to treat a variety of medical conditions, most of which affect the neuromuscular system. For example, strabismus, eyelid spasms, and preventing migraine.
Do you want to know more about oral diseases? Every Tuesday, we'll be here with different topics. Follow us on Instagram, Doenças de Boca. The link is available on the description of this podcast. Thanks for your attention and see you all next week.